Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time with Nashby 7.
For this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. And I pray that our life for the better.
I applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to join with myself and others across the airwaves as we consciously choose to deepen down in consciousness. This week my dear friend Jose asked me, what had this year brought forth? What had I learned? And I said, it had brought me back to the remembrance of how truly sometimes we think we're walking our talk. And then something presents itself and you're reminded that you are not. And I gave him the example how this week, as I was standing before my altar to do prayers, I had already made up my mind that two of my staff, one who I'm fond of, the other not so much, I was offering them to give them the tool for them to start their business. And then the ego kicked in about the one that I'm not so fond of, about the way he had behaved, the way he had treated me, how he was. And I recounted the whole litany of his faults. And when I paused for a moment, spirit as spirit does best, hit me up the side of the head with a 4x4 and simply said, love keeps no score of wrongs. I did chuckle, because no matter how much I had thought and believed that I truly embraced my philosophy of forgiving and forgetting, I obviously hadn't forgotten, because here I was listing this person's faults and my perceived wrongs and feelings of indignation. And so it brought me back to the remembrance of where that line comes from, which is 1 Corinthians verse 5. And there are many interpretations given which version, but basically it's saying that love keeps no record of wrongs. It is not irritable or resentful, or does not take into account a wrong you have suffered. But we do. As human beings, no matter where we are, no matter what the relationship, personal, professional, social, we're keeping score. We're keeping a tally of whether this particular friend was there for me, when I need them in my time of crisis, or whether my partner is as helpful in contributing or doing as much as I'm doing in the house, or whether that colleague at work is pulling their weight or not. We're keeping a scoreboard. We're tallying them. And whilst I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, there comes a point that if we are truly living as the expressions of the divine love, the divine presence, the divine God that is at the core of our being, then how can we keep tally? How can we be keeping score? How can we be keeping a record of it? If we truly were forgiving and forgetting, and I know for some people they will say, I will forgive, but I will never forget. This week has taught me, if nothing else, that if we're truly living in the present moment, if we're truly just taking each moment as it comes, living each moment as it comes, then we will be bringing no remembrance of yesterday or the past with us. Now, I know that's very challenging for many of us because there's a sense of, well, if I forget the past, I might repeat it again. My thing is that God is in the present moment. He's the present moment God. I am that I am. And in each moment, God will give us whatever we need to deal with or to handle or to know in that moment. That whole dragging our litany of wrongs with us into each moment or into each day or just dragging along with us truly stops us and inhibits us from living the life we were meant to live. There are people who won't let people into their lives because they've been hurt in the past. That's keeping a score of the wrongs, the hurts, the peeves, the disappointments. I know it. As I've just shared, I've done it. But the thing is, I'm not beating myself up because I think I should know better. Always this thing called life is giving us opportunities to come back to expressing our higher self, our God self, our true self. This was the greatest example that our teacher Jesus showed us, that even on the cross he could still say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And whilst we are all striving to express that level of Christ consciousness, we can all start where we are. We can all take time to reflect on what we are still holding on to, that someone said or did to us, that we're still unprepared to let go of. What score, what record, what wrong are we still remembering? What disappointment, what letdown are we still feeling? Malcolm Forbes says, keeping score of old scores and scars, getting even and one-upping, always makes you less than you are. We can't be healed and we can't be whole when we're still tallying the disappointments, the hurts, the peeves, the letdowns, our failed expectations of others. My story that I want to share this morning is an example of that. She was at it again. Mrs. Barnett was getting out the scorecards and tallying up the points. I sat with an older woman as she began enumerating her family's shortcomings. Callie never comes to see me, she began to complain about her granddaughter. And she never calls me either. I saw her sitting on the other side of the church last week, and she didn't even come over and give me a hug. Benjamin is just as bad, she continued, talking about her grandson. He never comes by unless he wants something. I never hear from him, but if he wants money for a mission trip, you'd better believe I get a letter. He's just like his father, she continued. He never pays any attention to me unless he wants something. Throughout our time together, Mrs. Barnett mentioned family members and friends who disappointed her, who had not lived up to her expectations, and who had not given her the love she deserved. The more I listened, the clearer the picture became in my mind. I envisioned Mrs. Barnett with a stack of scorecards. At the top of each card was a name, a child, a friend, a pastor, and yes, even one with my name printed across the top. If someone telephoned her, they got 1 point. If they stopped by for a visit, they got 1 point. If they gave her a hug without being asked, they got 1 point. If they told her she looked pretty, they got 2 points. However, if they didn't show the proper display of affection, they lost 5 points. If they didn't come and visit within the expected amount of time, they lost 5 points. Didn't send a card on the appropriate days, another 5 points gone. Birthdays, Christmas gifts, phone calls, visits, etc. were all tallied on mental scorecards. I shook my head to clear my mind and tried to pay attention to our conversation. After all, I didn't want to get a bad mark on my scorecard. That day I realized a valuable life lesson. As long as this woman keeps mental scorecards on the people in her life, she's going to be miserable. And if you and I keep scorecards for the people in our lives, we'll be miserable as well. 1 Corinthians 13 says, love is patient, love is kind, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love is about giving, not necessarily in money or gifts, but love. Love doesn't keep a record of wrongs or perceived offenses. It doesn't involve scorecards of pluses and minuses. It does not keep a running list of kindnesses to reward those who come out on top and shun those who do not. The idea of keeping no list of wrongs directly connects with Paul's words to the Corinthians believers earlier in the epistle. Some in the church were bringing lawsuits against other Christians instead of settling church matters amongst themselves in a spirit of humility and love. They were dragging each other to court. Paul takes a firm stand on this matter. The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means that you have been completely defeated already. Why not be wronged? Why not be cheated? To combat the attitude of demanding one's pound of flesh, Paul wrote that love keeps no record of wrongs. In fact, it is better to be cheated than to be unloving. So often people say that they love each other, but as soon as one gets angry, out comes their list of past mistakes and wrongs. Accusations fly, painful memories are dredged up, and bygones are no longer bygones. This is not love. True, godly love forgives and refuses to keep track of personal slights received. I wanted to share that even though it was a little long, because it truly sums up how often so many of us have our own mental scorecards. We do it sometimes even unconsciously. My sacred text is from 2 Corinthians 5:19, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's trespasses against them. And he has committed us the message of reconciliation. Our text is a reminder. If God is not keeping a scorecard against us, and God knows how long that would be if that was the case, if God is not holding our mistakes, our disappointments, our wrongs against us, and has already reconciled himself to us, then that is the example and the demonstration that we each need to be employing. My poem is short and sweet by Hafiz, who says, even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, you owe me. Look what happens with a love like that. It lights up the whole sky. You see, my beloveds, the keeping score, the keeping a record, limits us, inhibits us, and diminishes who we are at the core of our being. Who we are in our essence. Divine love in human form. John Maxwell says, keeping score is for games and not friendship. Our science of mind reading is entitled Your Love. The first quote comes from Abhijani, from the elemental, the power of illuminated love, and says, this fire that we call loving is too strong for human minds, but just right for the human soul. Our second quote from Ernest Holmes is from page 440 and says, have enthusiasm, and above all, have a consciousness of love, a radiant feeling flowing through your consciousness at all times. The author writes, there is a presence permeating all creation. It is a creative intelligence, an infinite consciousness we call spirit within. Its nature is love, and it is quietly, calmly at rest in the center of our being. Or we can say, in the depths of our being, in every one of us, regardless of what storm we are currently enduring, there is something that is not touched by outer circumstances. Some call this presence the Lord. Some call it divine presence or the divine mother. Some call it intuition or love. And some say that when we mindfully pause to recognize and step toward it, it takes 10 steps towards us, as if it were waiting for the opportunity to respond. Perhaps this is why it is written that love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. In us, it awaits our recognition, and while it waits, the presence whispers, peace, be still. One of the things that I am certain of is that when we have let go of the scorecard, the tally of wrongs, the record of misdemeanors, truly as the author just shared, that presence that is awaiting our recognition of our true identity, our true reason for being, blesses us with the peace that passes all human understanding. This week, as I received my spiritual 4x4 blow, as soon as I remembered, as Spirit told me, love keeps no score of wrongs, and immediately stopped my listing of and categorizing of my wrongdoings perceived, received by my employee, ex-employee, I should say, I felt at peace. I no longer was niggled or irritated. A sense of amusement had settled in me. I was able to pray earnestly, sincerely for him and for all of those that I felt had wronged me. Love keeping no score of wrongs is a tool or a way of liberating us from holding on to that which keeps us with regret. Because, my beloveds, when we are still keeping score, there's a part of us that is regretting that we are not treated better, that we are not appreciated more, that we are not respected, and so on and so forth. As our story shared this morning, Mrs. Barnett was more concerned about the things she hadn't received as opposed to remembering the times that she had. And it is this constant reminder that walking the spiritual path is calling us for. If we are living in the present moment, if we are remembering our identity as spiritual beings and expressions of the divine life, which is love, then we need to release anything that is unloving and unlike the spirit that is within us. We are required every day to begin anew. When the Bible says, "Behold, I make all things new," is a remembrance. As our sacred text reminded that God is not keeping a score of our list of misdemeanors, but is simply reconciled that we too are his expressions of life, that we too are her expressions of love. And so as God reconciles us to herself, we too need to be reconciled with one another. So the invitation is not to be shut down, not to allow ourselves to feel victimized and therefore refuse to trust and be open to our relationships, being open to loving. The invitation is to not keep the record of all the hurts, peeves, wrongs, disappointments we felt in life. The invitation is to come back to our identity as children of the most and innermost high God. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, that gentle inhalation, the exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always. I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be conscious as we breathe in, that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Breathe in. Say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Breathe out. "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. listening. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I reconcile. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I forget. Inhale. This is my breath as I reconcile. Exhale. This is my breath as I forget. Reconcile. Forget. Reconcile. Forget. Reconcile. Forget. Reconcile. Take a moment to remember your scorecard, your record of wrongs, hurts, peeves, disappointments, in all of your relationships. Take a moment to remember your true identity, that of love. And take a moment to dissolve those scorecards that you've been mentally keeping. Take a moment to be reconciled. you know, in your mind's eye. Take a moment to be intentional for yourself for the week ahead. See yourself being, doing, having, receiving, achieving, accomplishing, whatever it is that you need to be about. And always as we are visioning, we are holding the feeling component. How will we feel as we are experiencing whatever it is that we are visioning for ourselves now? Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. God is the infinite presence, the intelligence, the life force, the spirit, the energy that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. And so as always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. Divine, beloved, ground of being, the infinite intelligence, the absolute mysteries, we consciously come into your presence. Remembering who we are and whose we are, expressions of the one life, the one presence, the one love that is your spirit. Right where we are. We give thanks for the healing of our hearts and our minds as we remember that love keeps no score of wrongs, no records of hurts, disappointments, letdowns, failed expectations, or anything else that we have clung to for so long. Let us remember that you are a present tense God, and that as we are living, moving, and having our being in you, we too need to be a present tense expression of your life, of your love, of your presence. Let us release anything and everything that has hurt or disappointed us from our past. Let us be reconciled with those who we perceived have wronged us. And let us truly be the expressions of love you created us to be. O divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. When we forget, as we often will, remind us and bring us back to the remembrance of our true identity as expressions of love. There is so much happening across our world at this time. We ask for blessings upon the EU talks for Brexit, that those empowered to lead these discussions have their hearts and minds open to the wisdom for all that is the highest and best for all that is concerned. For everything that is happening across our globe, for where there are floods and hurricane disasters, for where they are suffering from wars, for where refugees are struggling to survive, the list seems endless. And so we bring it all before you, knowing that the divine and infinite intelligence that is everywhere present knows what to do and how to do it. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, you know our individual and our collective needs. You said, before you call, I will answer. While you yet speak, I have heard. So for everything said and unsaid, for all that we are feeling within our hearts, for even that which is beyond what we can think or conceive of, we are surrendering it to you now. And we are so grateful for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, and your eternal mercies that you're ever bestowing upon us. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to the oneness of all life. Cross your hands, palms down, over your hearts and affirm. I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm. I'm continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows. Make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's Buddhist meditation. Repeat after me. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone,
if I have hurt or harmed anyone,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
Please hold.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
And now a prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
My beloved, our rumination, our Rumi quote for the week. Rumi says, holding grudges and being vengeful only lead one astray and obscure one's true purpose in life. Before our closing benediction, just to remind you that our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10, will be on Thursday as usual, our midweek prayer top-up. My benediction today. By the tender mercy of our God, love has broken upon us. Light is given where once there was darkness, and hope where there was only death. We go into this season knowing that God will guide our feet into the way of peace. So, in December, we continue with our Christmas songs. And today, my closing song is from The Sounds of Blackness, entitled For Christmas' Sake. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Christmas Day. Let it blow.
Sounds of Blackness, For Christmas Sake. Loves, I wish you a very happy Sunday. Stay dry. Look forward to Thursday, 10 at 10. Peace and blessings.